This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and analysis on the CBS Radio Network. A man in public life is supposed to have the hide of a rhinoceros so that he can function effectively in spite of criticism, even if it's personal or unfair. Note, we said supposed to. It doesn't always work out that way. An example and some thoughts in a moment.
Now from True Value Hardware Stores.
Come see my living room. You recarpeted.
No, I shampooed it with Blue Luster. I realized the carpet wasn't worn out, just dirty.
You mean you did it yourself?
Sure.
Oh, I wouldn't have the nerve.
Well, I was a little worried.
There's no need to worry. With Blue Luster, you know your expensive rugs are safe, and they'll look so new, feel so soft. Blue Luster Soft.
It really does look new.
The Blue Luster Rental Program, available at True Value Hardware Stores.
Does your back ache? Perhaps your shoulders, neck, or legs, just because of muscular strain? Then rub in fast-acting Exocaine. That's because this remarkable medicated foam works with push-button ease to not only temporarily relieve discomforting pain, but also to help reduce the causes of such pain. So when you're troubled by nagging backache, annoying shoulder ache, or any other minor muscular pain, do rub in fast-acting Exocaine. There's nothing like it.
Last January, George McGovern said that if he ever did it again, one thing he'd do differently is be less open with the press. But less than 3 months later, he apparently broke his own rule, and now he must be kicking himself for doing so. The reporter he talked with at some length was Joe McGinnis, author of The Selling of the President, 1968, a most unflattering look at the Nixon campaign that year. Yesterday, the New York Times Magazine published McGinnis's account of his interviews with McGovern. It was the portrait of a man still in shock, months after a deep personal catastrophe. "My God," McGovern is quoted as saying, "I still don't know how it happened. How Nixon, not he, came in the public eye to look like the better peacemaker in Vietnam. How Watergate never became a big issue during the campaign. And most of all, perhaps, how Tom Eagleton became the good guy and McGovern the bum after McGovern dropped Eagleton from the ticket for not being candid with McGovern about his medical record. He never liked Eagleton anyhow," McGovern supposedly said. Besides giving him a runaround on the medical records, McGinnis also said McGovern accused Eagleton of reneging on a private promise to quit the ticket quickly and voluntarily if asked to do so. According to the article, McGovern believed the news media distorted the Eagleton affair out of all proportion. McGovern is portrayed as still unreconciled to the election results, believing the country would have been much better off if he'd won. He allegedly reported that after the election, he was so depressed that he almost moved to England, while his wife was so bitter, especially toward the press, that she needed medical attention. Even as the article was hitting the stands, McGovern was denouncing it as a disreputable and shoddy piece of journalism, full of inaccurate and fabricated quotations. In reply, McGinnis insisted McGovern did say the things I said he said. McGinnis declared, "What we have here, I am afraid, is the not untypical case of a public man who has allowed a writer a glimpse of his private self and who later regrets having done so." The accuracy of the specific quotes is a matter between author and subject. In the meantime, it's the overall tone that gives us pause. The obvious personal embitterment of one of our leading politicians because we rejected him at the polls. How deep McGovern's anger still must be if he really promised to do anything that was necessary to block a possible presidential bid by Eagleton in 1976. This reported threat, of course, is strikingly similar to one President Nixon allegedly made last week against Senator Percy for publicly insisting on an independent Watergate prosecutor. Are the thoughts publicly attributed to McGovern a clue to what Mr. Nixon now is thinking privately when he formally denies personal complicity in Watergate? And soon afterwards, a leading poll finds that 40 to 50% of the respondents don't believe him. It's not something we think about often, but it is something we ignore at our peril. The inevitable, normal human frailties of the men chosen to lead us. The frailties that can sometimes threaten to get the better of us in times of exceptional strain.
Hi there, this is Jeff Scott. Winning a big automobile race takes skill by the driver and months of hard work by a great mechanic. But a mechanic is no better than his tools. That's why more and more professional mechanics, the great ones, rely on SK Tools. Why SK? Because they help get the job done better, faster, and easier. Whether you're a professional mechanic or the man who fixes things around your house, get the tools of champion mechanics, SK Tools, at huge savings. Save $10.34 on a 12-piece half-inch drive socket set with famous SK ratchet. Pay only $18.88. And this is just one of three money-saving SK Indy specials on sale at hardware and auto parts stores. One thing more. If your business calls for use of air tools, check SK impact wrenches before you buy. SK, Tool Group, Dresser Industries, Incorporated.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.